It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. This is the kind of moment when many of us aren't quite sure what to do. Almost all of us tell stories to one another, and as we tell stories, we try to locate meanings. News reports, as well as books and movies, not to mention religious texts, tell stories intended to make sense of the world. So it's hard to know how to respond when something happens that seems so utterly senseless. This morning, people are at least trying to make sense of the mass shooting in Arizona. Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords is recovering. Six other people were killed. The suspect is expected in court later today. The many people affected include other members of Congress. Here's NPR's Andrea Seabrook.
It was a normal Saturday for members of Congress. Some met with local business leaders, others sat with constituents listening to concerns, and for many, it was a day off after a packed week of ceremony at the beginning of the new Congress. Then, at about 10:30 Arizona time Saturday morning, BlackBerry started to buzz, text messages chirped, and cell phones rang. Only 20 minutes after the attack, the other 434 members of the House were contacted and informed of events. In some districts, local police were sent out to provide added protection to lawmakers who were in public places. The chief of Capitol Police reached out to every lawmaker from Arizona, and the leaders, Speaker John Boehner and Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi, sent text messages, updates on the violent attack against Congresswoman Giffords. Arizona Republican David Schweikert couldn't believe it.
It was hard to know, is it real? Is this someone doing a scam on the internet? And then as the information got more and more serious, you very quickly understood the gravity and the horror of what just happened.
Speaker Boehner went before cameras yesterday to express the feeling of many lawmakers.
An attack on one who serves is an attack on all who serves. Such acts of violence have no place in our society.
Republican leaders quickly postponed this week's planned House action, the repeal of the Democrats' health care law. Instead, lawmakers will consider measures condemning the attack and in memory of those who died. Among the dead is Gabe Zimmerman, one of Congresswoman Giffords' staff. Speaker Boehner ordered that the flags on the House side of the Capitol be flown at half-staff in his honor, while President Obama ordered that all American flags on public buildings fly at half-staff in honor of all the victims. Most lawmakers regularly interact with constituents in public places and have now begun to question their own security.
We must, in a democracy, have access to our constituents.
Emmanuel Cleaver is a Democrat from Missouri and the head of the Congressional Black Caucus. He spoke on NBC.
The public is being riled up to the point where those kinds of events and opportunities for people to express their opinions to us are becoming a little volatile.
Toxic, dark, hostile, bitter. These are the words people use to describe the state of politics these days. And they are the complete antithesis of what Congresswoman Giffords stands for. Her meeting Saturday out in front of a Safeway grocery store in her district was one of her regular events open to the public. Just minutes before it started, she tweeted out, "Please stop by. Let me know what's on your mind." By yesterday afternoon, the Capitol Police, Sergeant-at-Arms, and Chief of the Capitol's Physicians were holding a bipartisan conference call with lawmakers, telling them how to protect themselves and their spouses from any copycat or future attacks. And there were calls for turning down the heat of political discourse and renewing a sense of camaraderie and mutual patriotism among lawmakers. Because, as Speaker Boehner said yesterday,
public service is a high honor. But these tragic events remind us that all of us in our roles in service to our fellow citizens comes with a risk.
A risk that members of Congress felt the true weight of this weekend. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, the Capitol.